My name is Stephanie Gable, and I'm actually the Global Marketing Manager for Ruminants for Novus International. I want to take this time to tell you all thank you for spending time out of your day with us here now. We're excited to have you all here, and before I get into a lot of the specifics, I want to make sure that you all realize that we would like to invite you to our VIP reception. And our VIP reception will actually be held from 5 until 6 o'clock after the trade show closes in our booth, which is 2019 up in the trade show area. So we hope you all can join us for that to get to know Novus more and to find out more about what we are. So again, I'd like to go ahead and get started. And with that, I wanted you to realize that a couple of things in the beef market are consistent across all the markets. And one of those things that we find in the beef market is the number one highest input is feed. And feed cost is really what will make a difference on a producer's profitability. And as we look at what's happening within the feed market, we realize that we need to get better and better at formulating rations that help our producers to have more economical ways of making performance happen. And that's where Novus comes in. We actually have been involved in the animal nutrition industry for more than 5 decades. We actually started more as a poultry company, but we have a lot of experience in the dairy market, the pork segment, and we've actually even been doing beef research since the early 1970s. What we're here today to talk about is how we're committed to the beef industry and how we're renewing our interest in helping out America's beef producers. We're going to talk a lot about what our products do today, and you're going to hear from Gary about what happens with those products and what we do with those, and you're going to hear from a couple other people as well. But as we're using this chance for you to get a chance to know us, I want to make sure you realize who's here in the room from Novus. So again, I'm Stephanie Gable, and we also have Dan Mayer, who's going to be talking to us. He's actually our Sales Vice President for the Americas. We have Gary Winter, who's our National Sales Manager for North America for the Ruminant team. We also have Marty Anderson, and Marty is actually our Beef Sales Manager. And we have Dr. Scott Fleetwood, who is our Executive Director of the Global Marketing for both products and the market species area. So with that, I'm actually going to go ahead and turn it over to Dan and let him talk more about why Novus is passionate about helping us in the beef industry. Dan?
Thanks, Steph. Again, my name is Dan Mayer, and I'm the Vice President for the Americas with Novus. The beef industry, we're excited about advancing into this sector. Novus has a history, as Stephanie mentioned, of being in being in food, but it was primarily poultry. For years, methionine and the amino acid grew as the poultry industry grew, so did Novus. But we kind of reached an important point in our company cycle about 6 years ago when we made a decision we needed to diversify and move into other species. And we made investments to get into the pork side of the business. We put a dairy group in place in the ruminant side, and then we also had this vision that we wanted to make inroads into the beef sector, and this is where our progression brings us today. We've made an investment a year ago to start bringing some people on board. We put a business plan together, and we believe as you look at the world population, it's going to continue to grow. Okay, and as disposable income improves. For every 1% they say in disposable income increasing, people they'll take 2% and reinvest that in meat. And we believe that beef is certainly, for all the characteristics, is a choice. When you look at the Asia what's going on in Asia, you see more and more meat consumption. There's other emerging world areas, so we're very bullish on the meat market. And we believe with what we're doing with our nutrition, of how our programs, we take our products into programs, around methionine, around Mintrix, around our dietary antioxidants that Gary's going to talk to. We believe we have an impact on animal performance. We believe in the impact that we can have on the breedability aspects of what happens in the cattle industry. We're learning things that as we manage the stress within these animals, not only on performance, but on the environmental impact that we can have in helping producers. And more importantly, we're seeing some things that are intriguing as far as the impact that we can have on the food itself. One of our stated mission is to feed the world wholesome, affordable food. So if we can find where we're having impact in shelf life, or we're having impact on meat color and quality that the producers are looking for, that the packers are looking for, and ultimately what the consumers are looking for. That's our challenge every day across all of our species, is how are we having an impact further down the food channel. So we're excited about where we're going. We're making the investment to move into the beef sector, not only, you know, it really from a global perspective. And, you know, Gary's going to take a little bit of time and talk to you in more specifics around our products and our programs. But, you know, be glad to answer questions at the end and talk a little bit more. But that's kind of our positioning and where we're at today. So with that, Gary, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you. I've been with Novus about 10 years and started, and I was, as Dan said, mostly poultry, but I was one of the few guys in the sales force that had some cow experience. So we started with the dairy group and had a lot of fun. Started about 5 years ago, put together a dairy sales team, and now about a year ago, as he said, started working to put together a beef team, and looking forward to growing over the next few years our beef sales group and doing more in that market. So first of all, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of our products and the research that we've done with those. And we'll start with one of our core products that we've had and been well known in the industry for a lot of years was Alamet. And Alamet is a liquid source of methionine. We also have a dry form called MFP. Now, we're going to just go a little bit into some of the studies we've done. At Montana, we've actually done two or three studies. We're looking at feeding MFP, or the dry form of Alamet, to cows. We started feeding prior to calving and went through the breeding. And as doing that, we saw increased calf gains and weaning weight in those calves, resulting from primarily better milk production from the cow, higher butterfat in the milk. Also at New Mexico State University, we fed Alamet to some cows, and we saw an increased pregnancy rate and lower calving intervals. At Nebraska, we fed MFP, and we saw 33% more cows cycled in the first 21 days of the breeding season, 40% more conceived in the first 30 days. Now, the next product line I want to talk about is a little bit about Mintrex, and Mintrex is our chelated mineral. That's a highly bioavailable source of mineral fed to all species. And basically, we're using Alamet as a way to protect the minerals as it goes through the animals. The other thing that's unique about Mintrex is it provides a lot of methionine to the animal at the same time while it's protecting that mineral. One example we had where we had a water problem and some high sulfur in water in cattle feedlot in Iowa, and the antagonist from the sulfur kind of kept the inorganic minerals from being available. Well, when we fed the Mintrex, we saw lower morbidity, lower mortality, better carcass quality, and we saw a better response to the medication. Next one, product to talk about is Agrado Plus, and Agrado Plus is a proprietary blend of antioxidants. The idea being that if you lower oxidative stress, you'll have better, more efficient production. One example here, we did a compilation of 11 feedlot trials, and when we fed Agrado Plus, we had lower liver abscesses, higher average daily gain, and better feed efficiency. Just a few other products that we've got that we sell. We have a selenium yeast. It's a highly bioavailable form of selenium. We have a moss product, which helps boost immunity. And we have Solus, an anti-caking agent, and all three of those would all help when you have like high mycotoxins, and there's a lot of mycotoxins floating around this year. So with that, that's kind of our brief introduction to our product line. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Stephanie, and she'll take us home.
Well, again, I want to thank you all for coming to our press conference today and tell you that Novus really is committed to expanding our presence in the beef market. We're actually nearly a $1 billion company that's in over 90 countries throughout the whole entire world. And our commitment to the beef is very strong. We're looking forward to opportunities to grow that business through acquisitions and other methods to really help us commit to the beef industry throughout the world. We actually also want to become a resource for you. So if you have questions or need resources or sources for animal nutrition, I hope that you will look at Novus. And we have more than 50 PhDs, nutritionists and veterinarians on staff. Most of them are very technical, but they're also very good at boiling things down where people like me that grew up with cows and calves can understand it. So I hope you'll think of us as a source as well. We thank you all for coming again. On your chairs, you will actually see a barbecue set. We want to remind you that it is sharp, so please be sure to pack it. We don't want to have any other news happening. But if you do need someone to help you ship it back to your office, we are more than happy to do that, and Kenna can help you with that as we go. So, again, I want to thank you all for coming today. We are excited about being more active in the beef industry, and we look forward to working with each and every one of you. Thank you all. Do you guys have any questions that you would want anyone to address or answer? Yeah, Don.
What about the supply line? When it gets down to the average producer, where are you going to plant these products? How's the best going to fit his supply?
Great. Gary, you want to take that one?
Yeah, we work with almost all the feed companies across the U.S. Most of our ingredients are relatively low inclusion, so they're going to go either in a mineral or in a liquid feed, or a final feed. So in most cases, we're not going to be dealing directly with the producer, but it's going to come through the feed company.
So do you have partnerships formed with those manufacturers?
We deal with, and we sell product to if we walk around the trade show, almost all the companies that are here, we sell feed through already. With our Alamet, for example, we through the poultry, through the dairy, through the pork, we have relationships and partnerships with most people in the feed industry. Yeah.
I was curious, in the packet, some of the trial work in the stalker study, if I'm understanding it right, feeding the MFP in place of corn gluten, how does that cost out? I mean, is that...
It depends on the corn price, depends on all the green. But in general, it's got to pay. It's got to be less expensive. Because we're providing primarily a pure source of methionine, if you can use and lower the cost with that. So, yeah, should be lower cost.
Solus, the anti-caking agent, you mentioned. And when you say anti-caking to me, that makes me think of it as something
Yeah.
You mentioned it as
helping in your mycotoxins. Yeah, we've done some research at the University of Missouri with aflatoxins, specifically with Solus, and it does a very good job of binding aflatoxins, hoping to carry it through. So,
and we are seeing that successful in some other species as well. So it's been.
Yeah, and a lot of our customers are taking, say, the Solus, which is a clay product to help bind. They're also feeding the moss and the Grotto Plus. All three work together to help reduce the effects of a mycotoxin problem.
You mentioned that cow studies with the MFP and improved pregnancy rates and shorter cycling period and all that. What would be the timing for feeding that?
Yeah, in that trial, we started 30 days prior to calving and went through 60 days after calving when they bred the cows.
Was it a feed or like a block that they
lived? The MFP is a granular. We also have a liquid, and it's fed at a very low inclusion rate, like 10 or 15 grams per head per day. So whatever's going to the cow, if it's a mineral, if it's a range cube, or if it's a block, those are all ways to deliver the methionine to the cow.
Well, there's actually a large group here from Novus, and we will actually be up at our booth. So we encourage you to, in a few minutes, join us upstairs. We're actually sponsoring the wine reception from 3 to 5.